Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 11, very familiar passage of Scripture. Our Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the services we've been able to have here for 18 years. We thank you for the people that you've sent through those front doors. Lord, I pray that you touch every life today. And Lord, I pray that this lighthouse stand forever and ever and ever until we see you. We thank you for those who've went on ahead. We thank you for those that are still here. For that, Lord, I pray that you'll bless this message. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith. I want to talk about faith this morning. And we as Christians talk, when we talk to the world, we say, well, I'm a man of faith, or I'm a woman of faith, or, you know, I have faith. Well, that don't separate you from the world. Everyone in the world has faith. Everyone. Some have faith in their money. If hard times come, they can turn to their money and that will take care of them. So they make sure that they have plenty here on earth that when the time comes. Others, they have faith in their education. They know the education they had, they'll be able to get a job, and when things go rough, that they think they'll be taken care of. They have faith in that. Others have faith in their strength. They're strong enough, they know that if they fall down, they can get back up. They know if they lose a job, they can get a job. They know if somebody gets sick, that they'll be creative and they'll find a way to pay the bills and take care of the sick. They have faith in that. Everyone in the world has faith in something. Well, I've lived long enough to know this, that all those faiths will fail. Except faith in Jesus Christ. And I guess this morning I want to ask you about your faith. Which faith is up here on top and which faith is down here on the bottom? See, if your faith is up here, you'll give, even though you have. But your faith isn't in what you have. Faith is in what you send ahead. Because your faith is in heaven. If your faith is in your ability to do things, and it's above your faith in God, then you'll be doing things outside of the church and not doing things in the church. Because if your faith is for God and you know how to do things, you'll be doing them in the church. You'll be using your education in the church. See, faith in God, and this is when God called me to preach, and when I came here, I had a pretty decent job before I came. I had a good education. But I knew that if I could make $2 or $3 million, it wasn't going to save one more soul, because my strong faith was in God more important than anything else. And that's where God wants our faith. And this little story in John chapter 11, which I use many times in a funeral service, but today there's more than one sermon in a passage of Scripture. So today I want to show you exactly what went on during the time of Lazarus' death. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, in the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with the fragrance of oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Remember Martha was all upset because Mary was worshiping Jesus, wasn't helping in the kitchen. There's been many books wrote on that passage. When Jesus heard this, he said, This sickness is not unto death, for the glory of God, for the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. And when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go now unto Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you. Are you going there again?" He said, "You know, you're under a whole lot of pressure if you go there, and they're trying to kill you there. Are you sure we can go there?" Now, they recognized their strength. They recognized Jesus' teaching, but they didn't recognize that Jesus was actually God and could do anything he wanted to do. But the thing that amazes me about Jesus, Michael, is Jesus didn't do miracles for himself. The Bible's all full of miracles that he's done for others, because when we are a Christian, that's what we do. We do what he did. Jesus was out in the desert, and he was starving, and he had no water, and Satan said to him, "Turn the rock into bread," and he said no, because the miracles that he did wasn't for himself. You know, we pray, how many times do we pray, "Lord, if you just gave me $1 million, I'd give the church 1,000. You just might get your million if you pray and you say, "Lord, give me $1 million and I'll give 1 million. You might. Because I know a lot of people that are multimillionaires that didn't have anything, started from nothing, and they have given 1 million. See, God works in mysterious ways. And he was working in a mysterious way here because he allowed Lazarus to die. He knew he was going to die. And he knew that the Jews were after him. But he also knew that he was God. And Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if you walk in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." How big is our God? Jesus said he is the light of the world. He will light our path. And if we walk in Christ and we follow Christ and we believe in Christ, then we can walk in the daylight. If not, we're going to stumble. And stumbling causes anxiety and depression and all the other things that go with it. By the way, we have a class starting this coming Wednesday night, on depression and anxiety. And I'll tell you something, Mary and Martha were experiencing both. Because her brother had died. And his best friend who worked miracles and healed the sick wasn't there, and he didn't come when they sent for him. I felt that way from time to time when I called and asked Christ to do something for somebody, and it just seemed like nothing happened. But that cannot waver our faith because of this passage that we're reading right now. We've got to understand. "These things he said, and after that he said to them, 'Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up.'" Oh, so he wasn't dead. He was just asleep. Well, we need to read on. No, he was dead. "Then his disciples say, 'Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get well.' However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, 'Lazarus is dead.'" Now they knew. "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, for you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then Thomas, I just love him. Because, you know, the Bible says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." You got to pray to God. You got to seek God yourself. You've got to see God yourself. You've got to experience God yourself. It isn't just because I said it or Michael says it or Pastor Kay says it or Pastor Wright or anyone else says it. It's because you have seen it. The only thing we can do is try to get you to seek it And if you seek it, you will find. And once you see him, everything changes. Thomas said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." And when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Mary and Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. If you have a death in your family, the world's going to show up. They will. Sometimes the church doesn't always show up the way it should because we have too much of the world in us. But the world showed up to mourn. The Jews, the friends, the community people, they showed up. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. Mary was sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatsoever you will ask God, God will give him." Martha was one that had little faith. It was struggling faith. Sometimes we struggle with our faith. We believe, but yet we don't believe anything can happen. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." She was struggling. She wasn't expecting anything. She didn't look for anything. And many of us, we have that kind of faith. We struggle through life because we don't see the capabilities of Jesus doing anything more than what we have ever seen before. God can do more than anything that you've ever seen. When God is with you, no man can come against you. When God is with you, you can rise above any circumstance, and you can be all that God wants you to be. He will take you places you never dreamed you could go. But if we struggle with our faith, as Martha was struggling with her faith, it's very difficult to get there because we allow our mind to go over what Jesus is telling us. We allow our mind to tell us what we know or we think to be true, rather than having faith in Christ and what he said. He said, "Your brother will rise again." She said, "I know he will at the resurrection day. But I'm sorry, right now he's dead." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me, though he were dead, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." "Do you believe this?" she said to him. "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for us." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. And now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out to follow her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Martha still did not say to Mary that Jesus is going to raise up our brother. She acknowledged that she believed he was the resurrection and life, but she didn't acknowledge that he was going to do what he said he was going to do. So Mary came, and Mary was still hurting, still hanging on, trying to hang on to whatever she could. And when Mary came to Jesus, came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She had faith. It was a clinging faith. She was holding on to Jesus. She knew that if Jesus was there, he wouldn't have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and he said, "Where have they laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. Shortest verse in the Bible is right there in John chapter 11. Jesus wept. Did Jesus weep because Mary didn't believe? Did Jesus weep because the Jews didn't believe? Was Jesus hurting because they were hurting? I think so. See, the Bible says that we as Christians, we rejoice with those who rejoice and we mourn with those who mourn. And when we see someone hurting, we hurt with them. She was holding on to Jesus. She was clinging to Jesus. And many of us, we have faith like that. It's enough to get us through. But we're mourning and we're hurting because we can't see beyond where we are, but we fall asleep in prayer. We wake up in prayer. But still, the pain doesn't go away. The pain won't go away if you have just clinging faith. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" And Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And this is where resting faith comes in. This is where real faith comes in. Real faith comes in when you do what God tells you to do, when he tells you to do it. Real faith isn't just saying, "Oh God, I'm calling on you, would you come?" And then he doesn't come. Real faith, resting faith, is not saying, "Lord, I love you every night. I go to sleep praying to you every night, but I don't expect anything. And what you tell me to do, I'm going to ignore what you tell me to do because I hurt so bad." But here's where you come in. Jesus said, "Come unto me and I will give you rest. And I'll bring peace to your soul." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was laying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "When you have faith and you are resting in Christ and you allow him to lift you above it, if he tells you to roll away the stone from a cemetery, you're going to roll away the stone. He tells you, let's go to the tomb, you're going to go to the tomb. You're going to go where he wants you to go. Dear Lord, I'm going to be what you want me to be." And Jesus said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." An old preacher I heard preaching one time said, "You know why he said, 'Lazarus, come forth'? Because if he wouldn't have said his name, the whole cemetery would have emptied." Resting faith is knowing that heaven is real, knowing that you're going to go there, knowing that your loved ones will be there. Resting faith is being assured of the kingdom of God, that you're walking in it, you're living in it, you are experiencing it every day, that your treasures are laid up in heaven, not just here on earth, that your things, that your work is about the things of heaven, not just the things of work. Your education is not just about the earth, but it's about heaven. We send it on ahead as we are working on an eternal life. That is resting faith, and you will not rest until you understand that Jesus Christ paid it all, and he is all, and you can depend on him, and he'll take away your pain. You know how I know? Because I've walked with some of you out of the cemetery that have resting faith. I know because when I lost my brother, I called him Boy Boy. He's 8 years older than me. And I had the best, oldest brother in all the world. I'd come home from the Navy and I'd have a $20 bill stuck in the horn on my car so he'd buy my gas to go back to Pax River, Maryland. He didn't hand me money because he didn't want credit. It wasn't about who got the credit. It was about the job getting done. That hurt. I remember saying to my mom and dad, "I didn't realize it hurt that much. I feel bad for all the funerals that I've had because I never knew that it hurt that much. It hurts that much. But you can rest in Jesus Christ, and you can move on in Jesus Christ, but you'll never move on in the world. You'll only move on in Him. And then he said to the people around, loose him and let him go. People come through that door and they become Christians, or they have faith like Martha or faith like Mary. They're really not secure in their faith. And you know what Jesus tells the church? Loose them and let them go. Help everyone in the church get away from the things of the world. Take the grave clothes off of them so they don't look like the world, smell like the world, talk like the world, operate like the world. Help them get their grave clothes off and help them bid on that new robe of white that comes only through Jesus Christ. Help them to understand what righteousness is and holiness is. Help them to understand who Jesus is and that heaven is real. Loose them and let them go. One of the things I am thankful for this church, for almost 33 years that I've been here, we have seen people loose that were bound. And they're free. They're free because they believe in eternity. And believing in eternity, believing that we only pass through a shadow of death, gives us peace that passes all understanding. And as the Bible says, joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's the kind of peace I want. That's the kind of peace that Jesus brought to Mary and Martha. And you say, well, I thought Jesus was the only person who rose from the dead. Jesus is the only one that rose from the dead in his new body that will live forever and ever. Poor Lazarus had to die again. Always wondered how Lazarus felt about that because it doesn't talk much about him after this. I wonder when he got sick and he was on his deathbed for the second time, they'd say, Lazarus, are you afraid of dying? And he'd say, go over there to that drawer and open it up and bring me what's on top. And I just think he held up a T-shirt, said, been there, done that. And it's okay. We all pass through death when we're born again. And if you really pass through it, the things of the flesh go away. And the things of the eternal body and eternal values come to light. And I pray that all can have it and all can see it. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you that you've given us a peace that does pass all understanding. I thank you, Lord, that we can walk and let's not cling to you, but we can stand up as Jesus did in the garden, said, not my will, but thine be done, and walk the path that you have prepared for us. And if need be, carry the cross that you have prepared for us. For Lord, it's just temporary here. This is not our home. The more we can see it, the better life we can have. Because nothing in life can take us down. Nothing can separate us from your love. And for that, we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.